Wednesday night. Tzar halacha. Chazal forbade something called Tzchar Shabbos. Even if no malacha is involved, but you can't earn money from the day of Shabbos. That's not a problem for people who don't earn money during the week either. But of kaponim, you're not allowed to earn money on Shabbos. Now that means even if it's totally passive, even if you rent out something, even something that doesn't not involved with a malacha, something's rented out for Shabbos, so the schar is also, that's schar Shabbos. The Gemara in Ksudbis that talks about schar Shabbos, it's totally passive. Like there's a knas every day if you don't do something. With a moired is there, or a moired, so that's schar Shabbos, that's money earned in Shabbos. Interest in a bank could theoretically be a problem of schar Shabbos if it's daily interest. So a babysitter, a balkoire, a shliach tzibur, this is all schar Shabbos issues. The hall downstairs, if it's rented out for Shabbos meals or for a Shabbos kiddush, that's schar Shabbos. So the giant loophole of schar Shabbos is called havla'ah, where you incorporate weekday time into Shabbos time, and you don't charge by the hour, or else you haven't accomplished anything really, because then that hour is schar Shabbos anyway. But you make a lump sum figure, and you say, let's say downstairs, we'll say the hall is rented to you from an hour before licht benching. You know, that's really enough. Or you say from an hour before Lichman until an hour after Havdalah. So you'll say, well, of course, they have to bring their kalim there. They have to set up. So you say, yeah, but it's not the Shabbos. We're renting it to them for Shabbos. And they have permission to come in on Friday and set up their stuff. But it's actually rented to them on Friday too. And this is the price. So, and the babysitter, you say, you have to be available from an hour before Lichbenching and on. And then there's a kula that the Olam assumes it's been an accepted kula that, let's say, you hire a balkore, but he has to practice, so you're hiring him to practice too, you're paying him for the practice also, because that makes his laning up to the standard that you want, but it has to be real, and if there's anything in writing, it has to reflect that reality, that you're paying him a lump sum, and there's weekday time nivla, or the Shabbos time, I should say, is nivla in the larger amount of time. That's called havla'ah, and then it's okay.